Val Phillips, Reuben Harpole, and Howard Fuller are three of the remaining Wisconsin civil rights leaders shaped by hearing in person the words of Dr. King, Malcolm X, and others. All three say there's been some progress toward equality over the last half century. But they also see places where society is falling short or slipping backward. Fuller, now a professor at Marquette University, says there remains a gap between the wealthy and the poor.
And what hasn't changed is the misery and the suffering of people who don't have resources in this country.
Reuben Harpole, now retired from UW-Milwaukee and a local foundation, says people need to be reminded that education can close gaps between the haves and have-nots.
Parents need to wake up, because the parents should understand from their own experience that is education is very important. They should make sure that the kids learn how to do their homework.
And Val Phillips, the former Milwaukee Common Council member and Wisconsin Secretary of State, says the attacks on equality might not have happened if many of the 1960s leaders hadn't been assassinated.
I almost think that it wouldn't be that way if they were living. You know, they wouldn't do it.
But as the Wisconsin activists are now in their 60s, 70s, and 80s and lamenting setbacks, others are stepping into the fray, promoting the message of equal opportunity. Jennifer Epps Addison leads the chants at a rally calling for higher wages for fast food workers. Epps Addison is executive director of Wisconsin Jobs Now. She says Dr. King has been an inspiration, but so have her parents and a grandmother.
She was born into sharecropping, had a sixth grade education, but she came to Milwaukee in search of a better life. And the progress in just one generation made between my grandparents and my parents was, to me, the epitome of the American dream. And that's what I'm fighting for.
Epps Addison also says she's worried about growing economic inequality. She says she's not alone.
You see a movement of young people across this country standing up for workers' rights, for economic justice, for the dignity that a good job provides.
It's a movement that, with demographic changes in the U.S., also includes a growing number of Latinos. Activists supporting immigration reform and equal rights have held many rallies over the last few years. Recent UW-Madison graduate Valeria Cerda is an organizer with Youth Empowered in the Struggle, an arm of Voces de la Frontera. Cerda says she worries about some students not having equal access to education.
The education is a civil right, and the students recognize that that's something that everybody deserves regardless of your status here.
But Cerda says she's optimistic because many students seem resilient.
They work towards the progress. They work towards for what they know that they deserve, you know, not what they just can get, but what they know they deserve.
And finally, the veteran activist Val Phillips also suggests the civil rights movement shouldn't be counted out.
We'll get there by and by, as the scripture says, by and by.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.